Welcome to The Real Deal with me, Larry Lawton and Ben.
What's up?
We have a fucking great show today, everybody. We are picking the winner of the free cruise with us, guys. I can't wait. You know, before we do that, I just want to say, listen, go check us out on YouTube member programs, all that kind of stuff. Check out the Crooked Cigar. It's going great. And you're going to see how those guys who bought cigars had got in on that. Now, all those guys also get a t-shirt, too. And they're in the cigar club. But also, and you still get that after.
Well, the t-shirt remains after this.
Yeah, so of course, yeah. And the book, everything. We have a great, we got my brother in on Mondays. Hey, Dave, how you doing, bro?
How you doing? Happy birthday, La.
Yeah, it is my birthday.
It is your birthday.
Fuck, it's my birthday. I hate fucking birthdays. Hey, and we got in the fucking peanut gallery on the casting couch.
Texaco Tony, baby!
Well, that's Gas Station Tony, and Ben's wants to rename him to Texaco Tony. What do you think, Tony?
Tony, I thought it was a mobile gas station.
No, it's a Texaco.
Oh, I thought it was mobile, too.
It's the only Texaco in Brevard County. You know that?
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why do you got to stand out? What the fuck is Texaco?
It's no special.
It's no good, I heard, though. That's why they're not here.
It's Chevron.
Yeah, see?
Chevron with Techron. It's the best.
Oh,
this
yeah.
guy over here with his fucking gas station propaganda.
So listen to me, everybody. We're going to be doing something great in the show today. Obviously, everybody, we are going to be pulling the thing. We have a randomizer. It's going to be live on YouTube. I am doing it live in about 15 minutes. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. And I have no idea. We tested it, and it works.
The
right,
randomizer?
Ben? Yeah, yeah, and it's pretty cool the way. Ben's was all this morning crying. I didn't do it. I got to put in the fucking names in there. Oh, my God. The guy got had a rough day today. He lost a few things.
This morning I had a rough morning. I don't want to get into
maybe
it.
Maybe you should be more specific then. We're going to be pulling the thing. You mean the cruise?
Yes, Dave, you're right. We are pulling. Yeah, Dave is right. We are pulling for the cruise. The cruise is November 18th to the 21st. Whoever's name is getting picked, we will email them today, and they will have 3 days. If they don't answer back that email in 3 days, they will be fucked. If they don't answer that email back in 3 days, they're fucked. Oh, my God. Oh. Look who's here for my birthday.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Frankie boy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Look at it. Right there he is, everybody. Dr. Frank. Here, give me a hand.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
I'm wearing my Yankee hat because the Mets pissed me off.
They sucked.
I know.
Don't even talk to me about the Mets. We're going into that.
Zach, how are you?
Hey, are you going to stick around here?
If I get a cigar and a drink, I stick around.
You can, right there in that black box is a cigar.
Debauchery today. Debauchery.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a rough show, everybody. Listen, it is my birthday. So, Frank is a very close friend of mine, and
they just saw him on the show, two shows ago?
I know. And you know, we got a lot of good reviews on that show.
We did, yeah.
We got a lot of good reviews on you.
Oh, he's so full of himself.
Oh, his fucking.
You're just making his head bigger.
I'm glad I got barn doors because his head can get through the fucking door. So the office has barn doors.
Listen, it's a lot. About a half hour, somebody's going to find out who's going on.
There he is. Look at him bring it back to the fucking house.
Hey, that's the real producer over there.
Yeah, no, that's good. Actually, I do that on big shows. That is true. What is happening is we are going to be pulling on a randomizer on live on YouTube, and we're going to show it right here. We are pulling the cruise winner. I can't wait for the cruise. You guys ready for the cruise?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I mean, Darian's coming in. Darian is flying in from fucking
Canada.
Listen, Victoria, British Columbia, which is a Victoria Island, is a little fucking island at the end of fucking Canada. Canada's fucking way away, and he's on the west coast on the coast. So Darian's flying in, and this is going to be a hell of a fucking cruise.
It's going to be fun.
It's a party cruise. That's all it is. You know, and
Frank's not eligible to be picked. In today's
draw. No, he's not. He's not eligible. He's out. What we did to make this thing so legitimate, we have how many names in there, Ben?
So we cleaned it up a lot. We went from about 1,500 to down to 510.
We took
and
out.
Why is that, Zach?
Because Larry's friends bought fucking insane amount of boxes. That's why.
Okay. But, you know, Paul and this. They can't win.
If you know us, you can't win. If you're Frank Filiberto, you can't win.
Well, you know what happened?
Folks out there, this is totally legit. And a winner's going to be somebody we never met.
And we're going to meet him. He's going to have a good time on the cruise with a shirt. Frank, you going to sit with us here? Yeah, so we got the mic there?
Yeah, we got the mic. I got to get a cutter. I got
Let him do his thing. Yeah, dude.
Holy fuck. You want me to smoke it for you?
Hey, do me a favor, you guys. Let's start with the news real quick because this is going to get out of hand.
Let's get news, Dave. What do we got in the national?
We got world news. We still got Ukraine going on big time. And
Dan Rather.
You know, Russia's threatening to use strategic nuclear weapons, and the United States is saying, don't do it because we're going to counter with something.
The United States is going to counter?
Yeah, well, they said they have a plan, and they've spoke to Russia about it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say they spoke to them specifically about what's going to happen to them,
right.
But something is going to... We're not just going to sit by and what's going to happen? I don't know.
Well, Larry, you're not a big fan of our involvement.
No, as a matter of fact, I think fucking Biden don't know what he's going to do anyway. Biden's fucking lost, so I don't think Kamala Harris knows what planet we're on. So I think we're in good shape in this fucking war. Thank God we have allies. Thank God we have the people around the world. No, I'm not a big involved. I really am not. Listen, I feel for the people of Ukraine, and I get it. I just don't understand with the UN and everything else, and they're not members of the UN. Why become a member of the UN if we're going to keep doing what we're
NATO,
doing?
NATO.
I'm sorry. NATO. Why do that if we're going to keep doing what we're doing? I think, you know, we're spending, I don't know what the numbers are yet, Dave, how much money we're spending at this war.
Well, we're going to be spending a lot more money if we're saying we're going to counter at any threat of nuclear strategy. Is that what you said?
Yeah, they didn't say they're going to counter with nuclear, but something's going to happen.
All right, define strategic nukes for me.
I can even do that. A strategic nuke is like a small enough nuke that they could target a town or an area. It's almost probably the size of the old Hiroshima Nakasawa back in 1945.
Those were strategic nukes.
Well, they were dropped on a fucking city. I'm saying today they can actually target them and do a lot of things. It's a whole different animal, so I think that's a difference. But listen, anytime you bring in nuclear weapons or anything like that, I think it's, or chemical weapons, I think, you know, there has to be some kind of law and order or some kind of thing. But you know what? There's fucking bad actors out there. And who are we? The police of the world? I mean, I get we are the big dog, I guess. But you know what? I want to fucking go smoke a joint and fucking move to Jamaica and go to hedonism. But anyway, we're going to keep going.
Is that what you really want to do?
I do.
Do you want to explain what that is?
Yeah, hedonism is a great resort. It's a church-going resort in Jamaica. And it's a resort that's it's wild. It's a swingers kind of club. Listen, I always say those things. Would I really go?
Yes, yeah. You would.
But okay,
really go.
David, let's get back to the. Okay, you gave the world news, and then you got the Iran shit with the women. Like,
yeah, they're still rioting over there. The women are protesting big time about wearing the hijab and all of this. And
good for them.
Yeah, they're staying strong.
Good for them. How many did they kill already?
A lot of people are dead. A lot of people are dead over there. Yeah. You know,
well, they're fighting for what they want. You know,
exactly.
Change takes, you know, there's a lot of pain when change comes. But Dave, now let's go to the national news. Nationals.
That's all the world news.
That's enough news for today.
You know why Larry can't wait to get to sports? Because he wants to fucking argue today.
Oh, I'm out.
I'm on
fire.
Yeah, I can tell.
National news. I mean, the state news, of course, is the hurricane hit big in Florida and did 76 people dead as of now, and the number's going to climb.
Half the people, 76.
And half the people came from Lee County, which is Fort Myers area. They got demolished.
Well, I want to mention something here. This is really something. I'm actually going to be putting this up on the show. So if you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple or those platforms, go to the YouTube channel tomorrow. I'm going to be putting up pictures of. I go to Fort Myers 4 times a year. That's my vacation spot. You know that, Dave.
Talked about it on the last show.
To the RV spot on the water.
It is my spot. And now I just got
it
a
It was
week.
Your spot.
It was. This place, I'm telling you, it's sad. It really is sad, and it's a lot. And, you know, nobody's at fault. This is, you know, I don't want to hear who's the governor's doing what he's got to do. Everybody's doing what they got to do. Let's just fucking call it what it is. Mother Nature and a national disaster. And you know what? If you could help in any way, help these people. I know a friend of mine who actually had a RV spots, and he had RVs there, and he gave them all away.
That's nice.
Yeah, he did. He gave them. And I think that's pretty cool. He's up more north, but I think that was pretty cool he did that.
Sure.
And just because people had to get out, it was unbelievable. Besides that, national news.
Hurricane and hurricane and hurricane.
Okay, now more on the hurricane. No, we talked about the hurricane. Listen, I don't want to beat a dead horse. We had a hurricane here. We survived it pretty much. Obviously, it wasn't a bad thing here. We had the wind and the water and stuff like that. Some other people, you know, I live in the slums of Brevard County, somewhat. And, you know, the people who I know to live in the rich section.
That's an exaggeration.
Well, slums. Well, you know what I meant. I mean, the lower end of the economic chain. And our friends who live in, you know, the mafia crew that's over there, the Lansing Island crew. I heard some of them lost power.
In Lansing, they did?
Yeah. Some of them did. So, and I'm sure they were on their Generacs. They probably all got Generac generators.
Listen, I think if you're closer to
And I live
water.
In a trailer and didn't lose power. I don't even have hurricane shutters or nothing.
Here's a question. Frank, did you lose power at the farm?
No. No, really?
But he did in the condo.
But I did the condo.
But he's a Palm Bay man. He's a Palm Bay. And he didn't lose power. Wow, he really didn't.
And the power of the condo just came on yesterday.
Oh, wow. It was out. Wow.
Wow. Is that a crazy?
I wonder if the shack had power. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Anyway, so now we got that. That's the hurricane national news. Anything going on, like, you know, I don't know, murders, car robbery. I don't know.
Sure, sure. That always does.
Yeah.
So, it's always has a main national
well,
news.
Well,
right
I think
now.
What it really means is that Dave was into football so much this week. That's what he did his research.
No, everything on TV is the hurricane. Everything.
Well, okay. Let's go to sports.
Oh, a lot of sports. Winding down baseball.
Oh, wait.
My Mets
right, not football
fucked
yet.
Up this fucking weekend.
They blew a 10-game lead.
Listen, 10-game lead. They suck. I hope they fucking lose it all. And I'm only mad because I'm such a gambler and I lost money. No.
You lost money on the Mets?
No, I didn't. Listen, I could have hit 4 parlays, Frank, if the Mets win. And, you know, who believes the Mets are going to get swept 3 games? Swept. If you told me before the series started.
Three of the best pitchers, with exception of Verlander, in the major leagues.
Right. And they got swept.
I know, Frank.
You know what that shows me?
Choke.
Fucking choking ass Mets. So anyway, the Mets suck. Dave, what's going
on
with Aaron Judge?
Is that your team?
I have no team.
Aaron Judge is still stuck on 61.
61?
61 with 3 games left. He's
is he choking it a little bit?
2 or 3 points, Frank, behind the Minnesota guy now for average for the Triple Crown. And we'll see what happens. I don't even know who the Yankees played in the last 3 games.
You know, our sportsman. Okay, now we're doing good. All right, now... Since David did that, the sports, I think that's it. We still got to say, live golf, go. Fuck Jay Monahan.
Live
the
golf
PGA.
Is this coming weekend.
This weekend is big live golf, man.
I think it's Singapore, right?
Who wants to see non-rated players?
Who?
Who wants to see players that aren't even rated in the top ratings in the world?
In where?
Bring the microphone a little closer.
No. First of all, excuse me, Mr. Filiberto, Cam Smith is ranked number 2 in the world right now, today. No. The world golf. I mean, the world.
Monahan golf. Don't do the rankings.
He don't do the rankings. You know, please. Oh my God. Why am I talking to a guy who shoots 150?
Oh. And he's got. For anybody who could see him, he's a Met fan with a Yankee hat on today.
Well, because after what happened last night.
It's good to see you guys are so good to your
team. That's going to win the World Series now.
How are you at Philly?
Oh, we're doing.
The what?
Yankees get by Houston, they win the World Series.
If
they're gonna get by the Dodgers,
yeah, give best me a team cutter. In baseball. Anyway, we're gonna do that.
Football's cranking up. We know week 4 ended.
Okay.
Oh, it's gonna end tonight.
Birds are still undefeated.
I made a prediction. I made a prediction yesterday, and I told you this last night. Kansas City will be there because
in Super Bowl. You mean?
I bet them. I bet them yesterday against everybody. Brady, fuck Brady. He's old. He's an old man now. His birthday's like me today.
It had nothing to do with Brady yesterday.
I know, but he's
he's got the same birthday as you.
Let him down. Brady put points on the board.
Can I ask you a question? Who's the general of the team?
Mahomes.
I have Mahomes for fucking Kansas City and Brady for fucking Tampa. You blame somebody.
Quarterback's always the general of the team.
Exactly. So you blame that, but that's okay. whatever you want to believe. I'm in a couple.
Wins games with an offensive line. You know correct. That better than I know.
Oh, geez, he's on a roll, boy. We lit him up. I bet that man like played fucking tennis or something, a racquetball. He got all that energy in him.
That's where he's coming from, racquetball. You see, he's got his racquetball uniform on.
Jesus. And I came here. And
looks
I came
like a
here
fucking
to pay my
bum.
Respects to Mr. Lawton. Oh. Larry Lawton.
By that he means bust your balls.
Yeah, of course he did. Absolutely, Frank. Hey, Frank, you coming tonight? You know about
what's tonight?
My party at Shaq.
I wasn't invited.
Yes, you were. You jerk off. It's okay. 7 o'clock. Anyway, we're gonna have that. Now let's jump into something that's real exciting. And I'm going to have a witness here, and that's why Frank is here as well. Mm. We are going to have a witness. We are now, I am going to go live on YouTube.
Why we don't need a witness?
Oh, we got it right on tape.
Yeah.
Well, he's here anyway. Make him feel good, will you?
Larry says shit that like would make you feel like he's trying shit. But in reality, if you would have said nothing, we're going to do it as legit as we can.
Listen, the man has been complaining since you got in here. Will you take it easy?
Me?
You.
I want the crooked diamonds. I'm smoking a great cigar, but I'm waiting for my crooked diamonds.
You're right. We are sponsored by Oliva. That's why they're good. And Oliva, they are here. They will be here next week.
A great cigar.
Something like 10 days, something like that.
My crooked diamonds.
Okay.
Got to go down and pick them up soon.
I am going live on YouTube, everybody. This is going to be a fun time right now. Do I know how to do it? That's the next problem. Zach,
you got to put it on Bluetooth again.
I'm not doing it.
No, I don't need it on Bluetooth.
There's the expert.
No.
Why? If you put it on Bluetooth, then they will hear you through your microphone. It actually makes sense.
Then I have to stay there when I move. I got to move the microphone.
Okay, fine. Yeah, then
that doesn't make sense.
You don't do anything
he
doesn't have to do.
Frank is fucking. This is the fucking.
Jesus Christmas trees.
You know, I just learned about football recently.
The who?
Frank, did your wife beat the hell out of you in racquetball today?
What?
We'll find out. Don't lie. I'll find out tonight.
Give her confidence.
A bunch of dead air, random conversations. This is the real deal.
This, you know, you said it. You were rolling a joint earlier.
Blunt.
This is the real deal.
You told me about camel hockey. You play camel hockey?
Oh, Jesus.
I just learned about football.
Oh, Jesus.
This is going to get crazy.
You're right.
You mean American football, Tony?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought it was camel.
All right. I think number four Mike is going to get muted.
No. Oh, come on, Frank.
He's watching his own videos.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you know how to use the fucking live feature on your.
I used to.
Do I need to mute your mic?
No.
Yeah, you can't hear it?
Oh,
what a shit show. No. What an absolute fucking shit show. I apologize to everybody that you have to sit through this just so you can hear who wins.
Oh, well, don't you understand what goes on in this thing?
Benz, why don't you give him a hand?
No, he don't have to give me a hand. I got this, I think.
Yeah, no, I like to watch him burn slowly.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be late, but I realized how long it takes you to set up.
Oh, yeah. Benz was here. Benz had a rough day today, Frank.
I have not.
Oh, he's been
rough. Your day started out rough.
Yes.
Guys, you guys are saying that, but the fact is, I'm fine. I don't even know what the problem is.
Until you looked at your phone in your car.
Yeah, well, listen. I found out that $10,000 is missing from one of my businesses, and there's no explanation for said $10,000.
Yet.
Yes, Tony
Diana. All right.
Oh, jeez. I don't. You know, this can get out of hand.
It's been out of hand, Larry. You don't even know what you're doing.
I just found it. We're going live.
It took you 5 fucking minutes, and now it's somebody's calling you.
That's not me.
Oh, it's Frank's fucking phone.
Fucking Frank.
Oh, is he going
to
take it?
Mr. Spam?
No, come on. YouTube giveaway. YouTube. This is really...
Frank uses an iPhone from 2014, by the way. He has the ringtone that has to sound like a regular phone, or otherwise he forgets that it's a phone.
It doesn't sound like a phone, then.
YouTube Live. Giveaway. Giveaway.
Giveaway. Oh. That means I'm getting something. Where's the guitar?
Right there on the floor.
All right, so...
Okay, I'm doing it right now.
All right, well, listen.
Kids, next. Uh-oh.
I'm going to edit this.
Here it is.
We're going to edit this.
Okay, wait a minute.
Oh, give me the laptop.
Laptop?
Yeah, hand it to me. This is terrible.
All right, let me see how many
we
people.
We talked about it. We talked about it for 20 minutes on how we're going to do it, what we're going to do. All fell apart.
Okay, here we are. We're going to get the people going to be coming on. They're noticing it. Oh, right there. Okay, I got you. We're working with gas now.
What do we want to do?
Okay, face people.
The camera?
No, he's got it. Larry.
Well, I'm waiting.
Why don't you continue doing the podcast while you do that?
Oh, yeah, David, talk. Talk about the news.
David.
All right, what do we want to talk about? Sports still?
No, I want you to talk about how Trump declassified all the information, so it's all declassified.
Oh, just by saying he declassified it, right?
Right. Huh? Okay. Let's put that on hold. Everybody, welcome. We are live. I am live on YouTube, people on Spotify and everywhere. I think everybody can hear me. Larry, you rock. Thank you very much for all the best wishes for the happy birthday. You guys here, I'm waiting. We already got 222 people on, and it's growing. And here's why it's important. We're going to do the live giveaway of the cruise right here on
A randomizer.
A randomizer. See that? And it's going to be a lot of fun.
I got another idea. Let's raffle off Frank's guitar there.
We can pick two names today, baby.
Yeah, we can pick two names.
Not raffle my guitar.
What car did you drive here today, Frank? Can we raffle that?
Did he drive the NSX?
That would be a good raffle.
I want in on that one. Do I have to know him? Is it all right if I know him?
Yeah, 100%, because I'm hacking it. I'm winning it. I'm winning the fucking thing.
All right, guys. Listen to me. Online, I want to look at everybody. Thank you very much. First of all, I'm reading everything here. Love you guys. You guys are from all over the world, which I love again. Wow, look at this, Mexico and everywhere. Aloha, Hawaii.
This is how Larry does his lives. For me, it's cringy because he just reads everything he sees on the screen.
No, I don't read everything.
Not everything.
I don't read the stuff that, like, you know, it says, fuck you, Larry. I don't read those. But no, everybody, I'm glad you're all here. We're near the 300 mark. And what I'm going to do is we're going to do this randomizer right now.
Yeah.
Here's how it works, everybody. What is happening on YouTube, just letting you know. We are live on the show, and it's going up right now. And what we are doing is live on YouTube. I don't know if this has ever been done. And what we're doing...
It gets done every day.
Oh, this way?
Yeah.
Okay. So now...
It's the first time we're doing it, though.
We're doing it. So right. What we're doing, though, everybody, is we are giving away a cruise for two, plane tickets from the airport, everything. Or if you're 21... And under 21 or outside the country and you win this, you will be getting a laptop, the new MacBook
Air.
Air. How you like? I was pretty close to that.
Close enough.
Pretty close.
Three words. I'm impressed.
Two out of three ain't bad.
That's not bad.
Hey, thanks for the money, Angus. You know, don't worry about that right this second, but I love you too, man. And here's the thing is we're going to be giving it away right now. We're going to hit it around. This is totally legit. Let me tell you how good it is. Benz is going to come around. He's going to show everybody their names. Now, if you bought a box of cigars, you got 10 extra entries. He's going to show that. You got a hell of an opportunity to win this. I think we cleaned the list up from 1,500 to what?
510.
To 510. So you got a hell of a shot.
No
everybody
duplicates.
Out there.
No duplicates. I went through it. Dude, so many people tried shit. They tried using
different
variations of their fucking names.
Listen to this. Norway, Albania. Wow.
Well, the only way, Ben's, they're getting a duplicate.
Happy birthday, everybody.
If they bought a box of cigars, they're getting 10.
They get, 10 plus their free one.
So they get 11. And if they bought two boxes, they get 20 plus their one. So I love you guys, too. Thanks for the birthday wishes. I really do appreciate that. I was going to do a GTA thing, but something happened. I'll let you guys know that in a minute. All right, Ben, you want to light this up?
You ready to do it?
Yeah, let's do this, everybody. Now, we don't... Hey, Frank, you're a musician, aren't you?
No.
7 years, he can't play fucking chords.
7 years of lessons.
Okay. All right, everybody, hold on. I want you guys to see this.
Turn the camera around.
All right. Okay.
All right.
So there is. Look what he's showing you.
Talking to Mike,
Here's going to be the list of all the names. I'm just going to go through them real quick so you guys can see. In the beginning, you're going to see all the ones that just have entries, single entries.
These are just the entries without buying cigars.
Going slow, maybe you guys can see your name in there. And then once I get to the end,
it's a very exciting part of the show.
Well, for somebody, it's going to be very exciting.
Yeah. This is everybody who just signed up. The
These are what Ben's is showing you. He's going a little fast, but that's okay.
That's all right.
I know. Ben, yeah, you told me earlier. So he, what we're going to do, and this is so legit, we want to show this that it's legit. And we have no idea. Your name is in there. Now, here comes the boxes. You see what he's showing? Every one of those get 10. And those are people who bought boxes of cigars. Now, that's it.
The end of the list.
Now, what Ben's is going to do is hit a button in a minute, a second here, and it's going to pop up with the name. Where do I do it?
Just press the fucking
okay, name. I got to hit this button. All right, everybody, this should be good. You ready? Here we go.
Here's the winner.
Here is the winner. This is fucking exciting.
Yep.
Ready?
Here's the winner.
Here it is. Oh, shit.
I can't see it, but what's
I never won anything in my life except prison.
Spinning Benz? I can't see the screen.
Wait. It's the winner is Paul Latta. L-A-T-T-A. Paul Latta. L-A-T-T-A, you are the winner.
Paul Latta, if you're watching, congratulations.
We have a winner. If you're watching or you're...
And he's paying your airfare from Siberia.
No. You have to be in the country. But actually, Paul, what we're going to do
we're
going to email you. You have 72 hours to answer that email, and we will get your information, we'll get all the stuff, and I'll be talking to you. So, and then we're going to make sure we have what you want. If maybe you want the laptop. I don't know. I don't know if Paul is the right age. I don't know yet. We're going to all learn that here in a minute.
He's definitely 21 and over.
Yeah.
He bought the box.
Oh, Paul bought the box.
He bought a box.
Oh, he was the guy who bought a box of cigars?
Yeah, he's one of the 10 entries. I know because I put them together.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, Paul.
Paul Latta, thank you. You're a supporter of the cigar. You're going to love them. So make sure you bring a few of those onto the cruise for sure.
Oh,
you
know, of course.
Yeah, you got to give me one. But anyway, that is great. There is the
winner.
The randomizer. Is that pretty cool? Yay, Paul. Everybody's congratulating Paul on the live show.
It's kind of a big deal. I hope he takes the cruise. I hope we party fucking hardy with Paul.
Oh, I don't know where he's from, who he is, but he's 21, and we know that because he bought cigars.
21 or older, yeah.
Nick, thanks for the money. I appreciate that.
I hope you're watching, Paul.
Yeah, I hope he is too.
All right, let's wrap up the live and let's do
We're
going to
wrap up this live, guys. I really appreciate it. There's the producer, you know, sounds like my fucking son. All right, now, have a great day, everybody. Please stay safe. Thank you all for the birthday wishes. Thanks for the money, guys. You didn't have to do that. Paul, we look to hear from you. Not Trump. Somebody said Trump won. No, he didn't win. But, guys, really have a great day out there. Thanks for coming in on this. You can watch this show. What I'm doing right now, it's going to be up on our channel.
And the YouTube.
And the YouTube. That's what I'm saying, the YouTube channel. So this way you guys can see, you know, how we did it and how legit it is.
It's a shit show. So enjoy.
It is a shit show, but that's what we know. It's the real deal. All right, guys, have a great day. Please stay safe out there and make good choices. I will see my YouTube community real soon. I'm going to be doing another real live one where I can answer questions. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great day out there.
So this was Larry wrapping up the live. I understand that today. I just want to a quick apology to all the listeners. It's been a fucking mess between Frank showing up and all of his smart comments, which, by the way, are welcomed, Frank. Don't get me wrong there.
The only reason Larry really went live is he wanted everybody to see.
As long as Frank is busting Larry's balls, I'm Frank's biggest fan. Does that make sense?
Fuck you and fuck him. And
happy birthday, Larry.
Oh, there you go. You know, the funniest thing in this fucking crew, I don't know who's fucked up more.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, you could get on the biggest show in the world and you go to your fucking lunch with this guys and they go, get the fuck out of here. They don't give a shit, which is okay. I like that part of it, you know.
To that effect, I've had people email me before and they say, you have no fucking respect for Larry. That's what.
And I think they're right.
Oh, shut up. I've had that, like, I've had maybe like two or three times, just different people at random times on random like shows. And they would say, don't talk like that to Larry. Don't disrespect Larry.
And keep emailing him, and you're right. But we're off air, you know. Listen, I'm a very good manager. I went to the special management school. And that management school tells you not to, like, front people and stuff like that, which I won't do. You know, he came in here rough. I felt bad for Benz today.
The reality of the matter is that we are friends first, and everything that you hear is as raw as it gets.
Well, that is true.
It's a real deal.
Well, you know, everybody asks that. You go, do you guys ever plan shit? Fuck no. If you plan, listen, how can you plan this midget fucking coming into the fucking door and fucking after he sweats, he smells. He came from the fucking goddamn racquetball court.
That's why I wanted a cigar.
I'm only kidding.
You don't smell.
You don't smell, Frank.
He smells fine. I'm sitting right next to him.
That's good.
Texaco Tony.
Texaco Tony
Frank.
And Frank. Two smellers over there. One's a gas station smell and the other's a fucking racquetball smell.
What's a gas station smell like?
Yeah, oh, come on. That smells like gas.
His gas station's fucking nice. Have you been?
No, I've never been. But I know he keeps telling me about this jackrabbit shit. Oh, you know, let me tell you something.
Try it after I gave it to you.
Well, you know, Tony, I'll tell you, it's funny. This is really funny because I'm getting older and I'm thinking about the jackrabbit. Matter of fact, I found a product online.
Tell
it's really
it
cool. Oh, no, it's called the Elderly. I was just showing all you guys it. What was it?
Elder Armor.
The Elder Armor. It's a hip thing for my mom, you know, and I wanted to make sure my mom doesn't break her hip. I mean, because if an old person breaks their hip, they're done.
She has a walker, but you never know.
Listen, you're done. You break your hip. Am I right, Frank, though?
In that age group, yes.
You're done. What's the average lifespan of somebody who breaks their hip?
Oh, first of all, they got to get out of the hospital. Once they break their hip, they got to get out of the hospital alive. Because the hospital, besides the broken hip, the hospital's going to kill you.
And Frank's a doctor, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's a surgical emergency.
And then it's a rough rehab for a 90-year-old.
Yeah, so
of them don't make it back is what he's telling me.
So listen, I know if you have an older person out there, elder armor, man, it's pretty cool shit, man. Look like armor. Look like pants armor. I wonder if it could hold my heart on down. But that's one thing to look at.
So
but
what is it? You showed me it, and from what I understand, it's like a padding inside of like this specifically designed type of, would you call it boxers almost?
No, like, you know, it's like armor. It's pretty cool, but it looks flexible. It looks stuff. You know, I read about it.
Did you get it in yet?
No, but it wasn't
you
even
gotta
bad.
Update them.
Listen,
what do you wear them like a pair of shorts?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And it's $79. It's not fucking crazy price. Right. You know what I mean? I'm paying $500 some shit.
And it's nothing to pay for, like, you know, the potential.
Listen to me. All I know is this. I'm helping my mom out. You know, I live with my mom, and so she, you know, she doesn't leave the house. But you know, if she falls, like Frank said, that is an emergency. We had a friend, some shit happened to, right? And it really makes me worried. But anyway, Elder Armor, check it out. This is not a sponsorship or anything. I'm just telling people what I saw. You got to do what you.
You know what you should do is you should reach out to them and get a sponsorship.
I should. I'm gonna call them. Hey, listen, first let me get the product.
Right.
And if the product works, then I'm gonna reach out to them.
I got you.
You know,
I
that's what I'll do.
But I think it does. I mean, the design is genius on its own. If you just look at the picture, you understand what it does.
Well, absolutely. You know what I mean? I mean, it makes sense. You know, I don't know how things bang, but you know, we have a friend that actually makes floors that you could fall and not get hurt.
In playgrounds.
Well, this is a little cheaper.
Yeah. Well, what I'm getting at, I get the science about it, though. You know what I mean? There are things you can, like, put. Frank, you're at your age, for real, do you ever think about something like that? Breaking a hip? I don't mean that to be funny.
His age. You have to think about it. If you're my age, any senior citizen, to think about it. Any fall breaks a hip. It's a surgical emergency. The problem with a surgical emergency, if you can't get out of bed, you die from pneumonia. And that's the reason why broken hips are so dangerous. They got to be fixed immediately. If they're not fixed immediately, you're going to die in a hospital bed.
I'm 61. Do I have to worry about it?
Well, you know, you're also a fat fuck, so it's very important.
Dude, that was coming. You know, the fact is, Frank over here trying to sound like a fucking frail old man is such bullshit. I mean, I don't disagree with what you said. I know that's the truth. But I see this motherfucker jumping off the bed of a truck. You know, fucking, this guy's made of steel. He's in better shape than I am, bro. He's acting like, if he would have fell right now and broke his fucking hip, he'd walk to the hospital.
You know, he is, except when he goes
he's
to the hospital.
He's not your average. Obviously, he's not your average.
No, Frank is doesn't break himself. He just breaks my RV when he takes the fucking RV to fucking Tampa.
Oh, that's your brother.
Hey,
can't
Frank.
Drive. My brother cannot drive.
Frank, do you put...
Common denominator between two accidents.
Frank, I hope you can play racquetball better than you play golf.
I play with my wife. What do you think?
Well, I mean, she beats you. So what does that say?
No, it tells you how I play.
Hey, I give you a lot of credit. Good for you. You're married a long time and you're still playing with your wife.
Bonding, man. It all has to do with bonding.
Ah, that's so nice.
You know that, Larry.
Yeah, I know that.
You've lost so much weight because now you're single.
Yeah, I did.
No. Are you any more single now than you were before, though?
No.
I didn't think so.
I am the same. I do the exact same things I want. But I will say this. There is something to say, and my brother told me that, is there is something to say for being, what do you call it, free. Like, you don't have to say where you went or anything like that. I mean, I did it out of respect. I didn't do it because I had to. I mean, you know, I always respected everybody.
You call it free. I just call it, like, you just don't want to tell people what you're too lazy to tell people your plans.
Hassle free.
It's like the same reason why you wouldn't answer a phone call. It's the same fucking thing.
No, I don't answer my phone for anything. I don't leave
them
on.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people who don't answer a call when it comes in. They see it and they're like, I'll answer later. It's that same type of laziness that like when my wife asked me what I did all day. It's not that I don't want to tell her. It's not that I don't want to share it with her. It's not that I feel any more free or less free. I just fucking, you know, going through all of it.
You know what my thing is? Like, you know, when
I do a lot every day.
Yeah, that's my problem. Here's the thing. You know, I get people say, what, how, you know, I don't want to hear about my day. I'm done with my fucking day. I don't want to rehash it again. I'm done. I want to go out. I want to have a drink. I want to fucking get fucked up.
So now that you have
smoke
no
a joint, where's the joint?
It's a blunt. And
well,
right
give,
here.
Well, give me the blunt, man. Light it's my it. Birthday.
It's your birthday. Hit it. As if the show hasn't been fucked up enough.
Right, Frank? Here. Don't I deserve this?
Here, you,
deserve
you got it later.
You deserve it.
Fuck. Let's see if this is good as prison shit.
It's definitely as good as prison shit.
Oh, wow.
I'm assuming you smoked garbage in prison.
By the way, you do have medicinal marijuana license, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you're real legal.
I know the doctor personally.
That's he good. Talks he you. Talks about it all the time.
I don't even need my license with me. I can say, cop, there's my doctor. Right?
I don't think the cops care about weed anymore.
Nah, if they do, they're really fucked up.
They don't.
And you have some of them that are.
You do.
And you got rid of the bad apples. You got to get rid of the bad apples. If you get rid of the bad apples, the police work, you know, they would go high up in the list of being people you can trust.
Frank, I'm going to give you a serious question because this is something that's and I'm all kidding aside. Because I talk about this on our channel all the time. You know that, Benz. I believe all drugs should be legal. Here, let me explain why. First of all, if you commit a crime to do any drug or get it or something, then you should go to jail or whatever it is. In other words, you rob somebody to get the drug.
Absolutely.
But I don't see no difference from acid than I do from alcohol. Well, I don't.
U.S. New World Report about 15 years ago had a report on legalizing all drugs. You legalize all drugs, you probably get rid of about 75% of the crime in the United States. So what you do, you tax it. You put the tax in a fund for rehabilitation. You put the tax in a fund for rehabilitation. And that's what it's all about. You don't have to put these people in jail. You rehabilitate them if you can. And if you can't rehabilitate them, so they're on drugs. What's the big deal? If they're not hurting anybody.
You know, Frank, you said it right. They're doing it in Sweden now and also Switzerland. They actually legalized or decriminalized all drugs. And
they give out needles.
Right. I am a believer in all drugs should be legal. People say, what do you mean? I go, no, I'm not picking and choosing because alcohol kills more people. Doc, you were a doc for 40 years?
40 years, yes.
40 years. You're an ENT surgeon. So you're not, you know, we're not talking just a fucking regular doctor or dentist shit. We are talking about an ENT surgeon did brain surgery and right?
Most qualified of all surgical specialties.
Is an ENT surgeon? Well, Frank is an ENT surgeon, also board certified plastics and medical marijuana. And what is your take on it? Your personal take?
Legalizing drugs completely, right? It's not a criminal offense. It should not be a criminal offense, right? You put drugs on the street. You want to go buy cocaine. You go to your local Walmart. You buy some cocaine. They tax it. The tax dollars go into a rehabilitation program where these people, if they want to rehabilitate, they can get into programs for free. And we know that can be happening. Look, a perfect example of how you can do things for free. Look at what Danny Thomas has done with the children, all right? You go to Danny Thomas Cancer Center, all right?
Okay, good
week. You go to Danny Thomas Cancer Center. You don't pay a dime. You don't pay a dime from all the money they've raised.
St. Jude.
The same thing could happen with legalization of drugs. You tax it. You set up rehabilitation places where you could give needles out. You can actually have psychologists there to basically say, this is what you could do if you want. It's a choice problem. we live in a country in which you have choice.
And you should have choice.
And it should be a right to choose in this country.
You know, the reason I wanted to ask that question as a doctor, when I talk to people all over about this, even when I speak or any, and we talk about it, and they say, well, no, we shouldn't legalize it. Then I ask them, what about alcohol? And they said, well, that's legal. Alcohol causes more damage. Am I correct, Doc?
Yeah, probably puts, as far as medical dollars, they probably spend over 50% of the medical dollars just from alcohol-related diseases, which would include definitely cirrhosis, cardiac disease, gastrointestinal disease.
Lung
disease. Alcohol is a terrible problem, a terrible drug, right? It's a drug.
And that's what my point is. Right? If you're going to come to me and say we should not legalize drugs, but alcohol is legal, then you're really a hypocrite. Yeah. Now, if you want to say all drugs, then let's take Tylenol off the fucking shelves. Let's do everything. How about sugar? How many people the fucking sugar?
I don't necessarily agree with this shit.
The
real issue is here, during Prohibition, alcohol consumption did go down.
That's right.
Okay. The say no, which was the Ronald Reagan bullshit thing.
Reagan.
Just say no, all right? The drug use has not gone down, all right? What's the solution? The solution is not to incarcerate these people. The solution is to help them. And how do you help them? You help them by taxing the drug, using the money to rehabilitate them and educate them. You're still going to lose people, but you're not going to lose as many.
And you know what?
And you're not going to incarcerate them. And what do we spend?
And there'll be a lot less crime.
What do we spend, Larry? You know better than that.
$28,000
a year incarcerating somebody that shouldn't be in jail.
I mean, you say that, but you can't have fentanyl in every house.
I don't care. Yes, you can.
No, you can fucking not, because
fentanyl. Why? Do you have other drugs like arsenic and stuff that you can have in your house?
Right. Excuse me, Benz. If you legalize fentanyl, you can use the antagonist, all right, to get you out of the fentanyl, all right? You can use the antagonist drug.
All right. You can, because you're a doctor, not a kid who found his fucking mom's shit.
If it was legal, you could buy the antagonist drug.
Exactly.
Your friends would have the antagonist drug.
A lot of my friends, they would start using drugs, and this is how they would start. They would raid their fucking parents' fucking drug cabinets.
Usually it's alcohol.
Well, hold on. I'm telling you, my friends, people that I know for sure, and this is common. It's almost like it's an epidemic. They're going through their cabinets for fucking pills they can sell. Pills they can take. And you know what? Usually there's two Xanax left from when mom tried it. Or...
Hey, how you doing today?
Fucking...
Garfield.
Oh, my man. Hey, Garfield, you know what today is? We just picked the winner, Paul Latte, right?
Latta. I believe.
We picked
birthday.
The winner.
It's his birthday.
And today's my birthday, brother. There's Garfield, everybody. He's in the house.
Happy birthday.
Look, everybody here. Look at Frank getting another drink.
I got your birthday present.
Oh, what is that? That's the shirts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's the cigar shirts?
Yeah.
It might be.
I think so. Cigar shirts. Thank you. How you doing, buddy? You know where it is.
Anyway, I was making a good point, but my point's going to get lost.
No. Go ahead, no.
So, no disrespect.
No, you're talking about going through the things and the kids doing what they're doing.
They would pick out, you know, a couple pills that were left over from, like, some dentist procedure. Parents that aren't users, but they have shit left over, and they're like, just in case, I'll keep
right.
it.
Right, 100%.
And they put it in a fucking cabinet. They think it's away from their kids, and their kid is 13, and they see him in, and they don't fucking exactly know whether or not that kid is, you know, up to no good at this point, so there's no reason to hide anything.
Mm.
You know, it's just in a medicine cabinet high enough. You're used to your 10-year-old isn't going around looking for drugs. 13-year-old might.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
A 13-year-old opens the fucking cabinet. He sees those fucking things. He doesn't know what the fuck he's taking. He's Googling shit. You know, he sees that people on Reddit are saying, Percocet, oh, I took those. They make you feel great. I fucking pop them.
And they're selling them now.
I don't know where to get more. The closest thing, according to the internet, is heroin. So I'm going to go to heroin. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm
going
to do a little bit at a time.
But you're talking about kids. You're talking,
I'm just saying, this is a very common path that discussed.
I hear what you're saying. The same path that was like an alcohol, too. Still to this day, the last numbers.
Alcohol is, the numbers are skewed. I told you a million times. They're skewed because it's legal.
Okay,
because
stop. Now, I'm not even talking. You miss me. You know, the audience is right. You can't interrupt me.
Oh, yeah, okay. The audience didn't say that. Three fucking people.
That's good enough. So listen, what happened is, what I mean is this. I wasn't going there. I'm going to, with a kid, 78% of all kids' first illegal substance they take is alcohol. It's not
so
a
you're
drug.
Saying alcohol is the gateway. Well, that's like saying weed's the gateway.
Listen, my point...
Because people say you smoke weed before you do heroin, no?
I didn't say... What I'm getting at is you're telling that all... They're doing the pills, but numbers say it's alcohol first. Maybe they're going after the pills next. Who knows? You're right. Yeah. Who cares, actually? My point is, if a parent's going to let that happen, we got to educate them. If people...
There you go. You said something. Instead of the war on drugs and arresting them on the street, I think the rather than make all drugs legal...
No, I think we should make all the drugs
solution,
legal.
The solution is to discuss what the problem is, find out statistically what the problem is, and tackle it that way. Now, I'm not saying, yeah, make fucking coke legal, make weed legal. I don't give a fuck about any drug. Fentanyl, there's certain things that you should keep out of hospitals.
Then why can you get arsenic at a pharmacy? Not a pharmacy, like a
hardware store.
The Walmart.
You know how many chemicals that like the fucking bug people use and
exactly.
all that shit that you can't buy for the house? Because you have to be licensed to have them?
I hear you. And do you know just how many you can do and they're poison and they'll kill you?
The large majority.
Right.
You
so
can die from drugs.
What I'm trying to say is we cannot legalize or not legalize our way out of any problem. Because it's going to be only
Zach, something else. Zach, go buy a plastic set to put a car together or a model ship together, and you can sniff glue. You're in the same situation.
Yeah.
You have glue available to kids. Come on now.
Yeah. It's not the same.
What I know, a lot of people are going to say that's not enough. But you know,
a pharmaceutical drug makes it okay. The fact that it is like an Oxy or a Xanax or whatever it is makes it feel like, you know, I can take this. This is for people to take for human consumption. A 13-year-old mind doesn't understand what it could do to you, the potentiality.
Absolutely not. But we're not targeting a 13-year-old.
Sniffing glue is not a good example.
So listen, if the kids are getting it now, what's going to be the difference? Then, in fact, it would be less. Because the lady who needed drugs and doesn't have to keep the bottle there with the extras in there because she knows she can go out and get another.
Yeah, go flush the fucking thing.
My point is...
How many people actually do that?
I'm saying is they could go out and get them if they were legal then. She wouldn't have to hide the two because in case I get something else, I got to get another prescription. I got to keep these half a pill bottle. No, I'm getting rid of them. I'm done.
So legalize all drugs.
Yes.
Well, Zach, think about the end result. Think about the end result.
What is
right?
it?
You have drugs that are illegal right now, right? You're destroying families by sending a guy to jail.
Yep.
Right? And then you have a mother on welfare who raising 3 to 4 kids because you sent the father to jail. Rather than have it legal where he can go into rehabilitation.
All right, so hold on.
And fund the family.
Is the father just a user? Is the father sells that shit? What's the
he
the father?
Have to be in it. He would have to be a distributor if it was legal.
Let's have our fucking children raised by a bunch of fucking people who are doing heroin. Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, but
guys.
They're going to do that anyway.
They're going to do it whether it's legal or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're not stopping them.
Not if they put them in jail.
Oh, I love it. I know what he's doing.
You're endangering a child as far as I'm concerned. I am not putting a child next to somebody who's doing heroin on a daily basis. Obviously, their mind's not right,
it's
guys.
It's happening now.
I was just going to say, how do
it
you know?
It happens now, but we minimize it now by having a system against it. The whole fucking war on drugs.
No, and again,
I'm not a fan of the war on drugs.
No, what you miss is what Frank said. If you took the money that you're fucking wasting is you can stop most of these or a percentage of them and real stuff and education. How about educating
our kids
anymore?
The word he said was tax it, meaning he wants to fucking sell
it. Why does he want tax? To fund the programs. He said that.
What's the cartel?
Not only did you say that. Not only did he say that.
Sell it to Walmart.
Which you're right. Is because, you know, when I grew up, and I know when Frank grew up, and not David, of course, when us older guys grew up, you know what we remember in school, you had this is your brain, this is drugs, and this is fraud. At least they were doing something. Do you know they do nothing today?
Nothing.
What do you mean?
Why
they
don't
that? We had the Dare to Resist Drugs and Violence program.
They don't have those programs anymore.
Dare program still exists.
I think it's very interesting where Tony comes from. He comes from the eastern part of the world, all right, in which opium use is rampant, all right? Everybody uses opium in your area of the world. Everybody uses opium, Right?
This motherfucker grew up here. He doesn't know shit.
But in those areas, they're not penalized for using opium. They're not penalized.
Are you sure about that? Because I think Arab countries are the worst about fucking
illegal drugs.
No, not for drugs.
Not for drugs.
Arab countries don't. No, that's nonsense.
Maybe he's right. I think
I gotta Google this.
I just had, being at the store, I just had someone pass away. She was 21 or 22. She's been on drugs on and off, trying to get off of it. She just passed away a couple of weeks ago for overdose. People overdose at the store all the time. They're young, 21, 22,
23. Here's EgyptianOnlineVisa.com about drugs. Ready? Even possession or use of small amounts of drugs can result in long prison sentences, 25 years imprisonment, or imprisonment for life with no chance of release or even a death penalty. This is in Egypt, baby. Small amount of drug. It's not opium. You can't do any drugs in Arab countries. That's a fact.
Opium is used in those Eastern Bloc countries.
Opium is legal, so it's not an illegal drug there.
I see what you're saying.
Doesn't matter.
Have you ever done opium?
Yeah, I done it.
So what's opium like?
I don't know. Opium is like a...
Well, heroin is a derivative of opium.
Heroin is a derivative of opium.
Yeah, but opium and heroin do not make you feel the same and have the same effects on the brain.
It's the same derivative.
So why aren't heroin addicts seeking fucking opium?
They do. That's when they try to get off. They're actually going to Suboxone, which Suboxone is a drug. So...
I know it is.
Right? They get hooked on Suboxone.
It's synthetic heroin, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So my point is... Listen, if we didn't have all of that shit, you'd have the education and maybe these young people would learn better. Listen, what I found with young people, and I work with young people more than everybody, I found when you let them do their thing, they're smart. I this happened to me, and you guys will remember, Frank, I was on a board for the Weed and Seed program. Remember the Weed and Seed program?
Yeah, Weed and Seed program.
Yeah. I was on the board for the Weed and Seed program, and they used my program. It was a program the federal government had. They would go into a neighborhood, they'd weed the criminals out, and they'd seed good things, education programs and stuff of that nature. My program, and that's what I did it. So I was in a big conference table, and I mean, you know, government shit. And there had about 16, 18 of us around the table. And one of the police chiefs said, "You know, some of these kids we're just going to have to give up on." I got up, took my phone, slapped it on the fucking desk, and everybody's looking at me. And what this crazy motherfucker going to do? And I said, "Hold on. Let me say something right here. You see this phone? Who in this room could program or start or use that phone better than a 15-year-old kid?" My daughter was 15 at the time. 15-year-old kid. You know how I do it? I get a new phone. I open the book. Oh, hit this, hit this. Oh, hit the, I'll get there. You know what a kid does? Brr, reboot. Brr, reboot. Brr. Here you go, daddy. What does that show us? They learn differently. They are smart. They will figure out a better way sometimes. And we as adults have to let those kids sometimes teach us. And people used to say to me all the time, "Larry, how the fuck do you know all about these gangs?" They tell me. The kids tell me. If you got a rapport with them, you educate them. That's my point. And what Frank was saying, Dr. Filiberto, was educate. He said it right from the first thing out of his mouth. Tax them to put education, to put, you know, how much money we can do. Them. Do you know how much money and rehabs and good schooling? We could just fucking destroy our economy. Would turn around.
No. It would hurt the economy.
Ben Zach, you're coming from a situation in which you're looking at family structure. Why would I have parents who are on heroin raise kids, right? If you have parents that aren't heroin or are on a separate drug, right, they're going to be educated on the use of Narcan. They're going to be educated on, and they're going to be able to have Narcan in their medicine cabinets because they buy it over the counter. All right. So what it really comes down to, if you could save one life, right now, people are dying all over the place. If you can save one life, all right, through education and the use and the access to the antagonist drug Narcan,
I argue that you will more people will die if you legalize all drugs.
You're absolutely wrong.
100%. I think
more people die from alcohol now than they did during the prohibition. Fact.
They were killed.
Fact. By percentage, fact.
They were killed.
I'll look this up for you.
Don't say fact.
Where it's legal.
Prohibition did not stop alcohol use.
Right.
Why don't we learn from our mistakes?
Listen.
Why don't we learn from our mistakes?
Why don't we look at every drug for what it is, and then, I'm sorry, Dave, we'll learn from every drug is what it is. All right? Marijuana, no problem. Coke, no problem. Crack, no problem. Let's fucking do away with meth, no problem. Let's do away with that shit. But shit that could fucking kill you in one fucking hit or less, we can't fucking put
that out. You know what a doctor will tell you?
Acid, I don't give a shit.
You know what a doctor will tell you? You don't know if one hit of cocaine is going to kill
you,
do you?
You guys are making a blanket. You guys are making... Hold on. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. The only problem is you guys are making a blanket statement and I can't sit behind
you. You know
what?
You know why it's even a blanket statement? Because if I had to choose one, obviously, I don't mean that. I mean, whatever we do to save and help people is always going to be the bottom line. Everybody agrees with that. Now, I say blanket because you have to start with that blanket. Everything's legal. But go from there. Don't pick and choose. Go from there and then see what should be. I don't think there's anything, per se, that we can't educate our families and our people. We're dumbing down people. We really are. We're dumbing down families. Oh, that's too stupid. They're not educated.
We are way smarter today than we ever were before.
I agree. And why aren't we giving the people the right to make that decision of what drug they're going to do or not? Or help the way they're going to raise their kid with more education or whatever.
You agree with all the people, Zach, that are being killed on the streets in Chicago and New York and San Francisco.
It's not over
drug issues.
No, it's not.
That's what's happening.
No, it's
mostly
not.
That's
uneducated to say that. It's not. There's no way on earth that you can tell me that all the deaths in Chicago, all the gun violence.
Nobody said all.
Not all, Zach.
That not even a fraction of those are over drugs.
They're over
money, and that the money is exchanging over drugs.
For drugs.
Here's the thing. These are gang members that initiate themselves by killing somebody. This is somebody who said something bad about the large majority of them are not drug related. People don't kill over drugs. They hurt over drugs. They'll break a leg.
Or kill.
Maybe.
Money and drugs. Well, you said it there. It's the money, but it's the money for the drugs.
Sure.
If
you legalize marijuana, you're going to have less deaths in Chicago? Less gun violence?
Listen, I think if you legalize all drugs.
Yes or no?
No, not marijuana.
You can't talk about marijuana because marijuana is a completely different animal.
All right, let's not talk about marijuana. Let's talk about all drugs.
Let's not talk about marijuana.
All right, let's talk about all drugs.
If they legalize drugs, I think you'd have less killings in Chicago, yes.
Well, listen, they legalized them in Sweden and Switzerland, didn't they?
And it's working great.
Frank, the crime went down 75% in those countries.
Different mentality. They're not neighbors to Mexico. What are you guys saying?
Oh, come on. Are you really saying this? We have a wall Donald Trump built.
Okay. Only like, what,
did the wall really help, Zach? Ben Zach, did it help?
I'm not talking about the fucking wall because I have no opinion on it. I don't even know how long it is. And I know it's not complete. And I know that they didn't fucking pay for it like you said they would.
Well, we knew that. Anybody thought that was crazy. But it's not because where we live.
I don't think we have the same mindset or the same population or the same ideas people as people in Switzerland. You can't apply.
Flawed people system.
Zach, do you agree? Do you agree? Rehabilitation is one of the answers.
Yes.
Okay. Then why are we putting people in jail if we know that rehabilitation helps? If we fund rehabilitation.
I agree with that right out of the gate.
If we fund rehabilitation,
it's different than legalizing all drugs.
The drug use, we tax the drug use, rehabilitation. Plus, we educate. We educate them on the use of Narcan. We educate them on that.
I agree. Absolutely. Let's put Narcan in every home. That sounds like a...
Sure.
Why? You have aspirin in every home. Aspirin probably kills a lot of people also.
You know, listen.
People bleed out from aspirin.
Okay, we're going to... Listen.
Been about an hour.
I know that, but listen to me. Frank, thank you for coming for my birthday.
Frank. Happy birthday, my friend.
And I mean that. And great conversation. I need you more here.
Thank you very much.
In front of a proper mic, this doesn't sound as good. Sometimes,
here's what's going to happen. He's going to get a lot of emails saying, Zach, you're fucking wrong.
They're not. Zach,
my audience knows.
What?
Legalized drugs.
All right.
Anyway, guys, Dave, anything to say?
Nah, stay safe out there. Call John Latta. or whatever
Paul,
his name.
Paul Latta.
Paul Latta, call. Or email. Don't forget the email.
We got it. Who's we got
Paul Latta?
He won the cruise.
Oh, he won the cruise.
Yeah, he won the cruise. He was in it. It was pretty cool. We had a real legit thing.
The first question I'm asking Paul. First question I'm asking him is whether he thinks we should legalize all drugs.
Absolutely, he's going to say yes.
All right, we'll see.
We'll ask him on the ship. If you're listening,
we'll talk
say
about
Paul.
It on the ship.
All right, we'll talk about it on the ship. We should get fucking Filiberto to go.
Oh, no, he can. He's got some function to go.
Bullshit. Oh, fuck the function.
That's the disco. Disco night is the.
Oh, disco night. We're going to miss disco night?
What, do you have to wear bell bottoms too?
I don't know. I've never dressed for disco. I'm not as old as you guys.
Bell bottoms. Remember Frank? Bell bottoms. Holy shit.
Bell bottoms in Studio 54.
Oh, God. Wow, I am getting old. But anyway, anything else?
Are we going to get lunch, Larry?
Gas station Tony. Thank you.
Texaco Tony.
Happy birthday.
All right, thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you very much on her birthday.
Stay anything safe. Say?
Happy birthday, motherfucker.
Fuck you. No. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Everybody, listen to me. Thank you all for the wishes, the emails. We had a fun. It's a fucking crazy show, but we had fun doing it anyway. Please stay tuned to what we do. If you sign up for that newsletter, and if you haven't signed up for that newsletter, sign up for that newsletter. I'm going to be putting out some really cool shit on that newsletter. So that's coming. So with that said, please have a great, great fucking day. We'll see you Friday. And make good choices, everybody.